This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hi again, everyone. From the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute, I'm Christian Garman. Today, I'm talking with Dr. Amy Mitchell Cook, the chair and associate professor from the Department of History at UWF. And we're talking specifically about labor issues on the docks. Dr. Mitchell Cook, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
So I always like to, when we're doing something like this, let's establish a timeline first. When we say first of all, what docks?
The downtown docks.
Downtown Pensacola.
Downtown Pensacola.
When were these labor issues that we're going to talk about occurring?
Probably starting mid to late 19th century and into the 20th century.
Okay. And so tell us, what was going on? What were the problems?
Well, when you start getting into the mid to late 19th century, you start to see unions form. Pensacola, after the Civil War, finally becomes an industrial center and needs labor, and this labor is going to organize. And this is something happening throughout the United States. But what you see is the labor, the Workmen's Association, the Baymen's Association, all these groups coming together to regulate labor and to make sure they get a fair price and who gets to do what work. And it can become very, very stratified, especially like New Orleans, where one person would be hired just to unload cotton from the ships onto the dock. And then somebody else would take it to the dock to the warehouse. And then somebody would take it from the warehouse to here. But you couldn't work on another dock. You could only work on this dock. So it became very, very specific as to what you could do.
These are the kind of things that we still hear people complain about / joke about today, and I guess it was starting then.
Yes, definitely. And so there are black and white workmen's associations and baymen's associations, which doesn't mean that they necessarily got along, but they could then come together in a larger collective.
Back then, you know, it's fairly easy to plan a get-together these days. Mm-hmm. It seems like back then it probably wasn't. How did they even go about organizing these sorts of things on a mass scale? Did it take months?
No. It could probably be just a few guys getting together. Mm. I think 1868 is one of the first times we see an actual union forming in Pensacola. And then with the shipping industry and the lumber industry and the brick-making industry and all the shipping that's really coming about in the 1870s and 80s, that's when you see that need to control the labor and who does what and when and where.
And were these things that were happening already all over and Pensacola was like, yeah, that sounds pretty good? Or because, again, communication wasn't then obviously what it is now, did this kind of happen in different places independently just because it made sense to those that were doing all the work at the time?
I think it's happening independently but also collectively. It's happening throughout the United States in the mid to late 19th century. In some areas like New York City, it's happening earlier, but they've also got a larger port and they've been around much longer. So really, once we start to see the shipping industry come into Pensacola with the lumber and the timber, you know, and all that, that's when we see the need to organize the labor, and they do it.
Anything that you've read about, studied about from so many years ago that you'll hear this year a story and you think, boy, you know, that really hasn't changed that much. Is there anything that transfers?
Well, let's see. One of the issues with contracts and labors happened with the Canadians. So you had these individuals coming in during the winter months when they couldn't work in Canada, doing some seasonal work, and then they'd go back when it got warmer. Well, they were taking all the jobs, and people in Pensacola, the unions, came together and actually rioted for a couple of weeks and attacked all the Canadians and sent them out of town. And then to protect their labor, the American labor, they created a new regulation that you had to show 6 months of residence before you could get a contract to become, you know, stevedore or whatever.
Dr. Amy Mitchell Cook, labor issues on the docks. Appreciate the topic very much.
Thank you.
For more Gulf stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.